This is our focus normal session.
Case number 0149 of 2025. Alkibia is David versus David. What is that?
Yes, good morning, Mr. David.
Good morning, sir.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to see you, and wishing you all the best for 2026. Yes, Mr. Philip. Thank you very much, Mr. Bill. Good to you and your family. Right, so we heard concerning the submission which was filed by both sides on this matter. Right? David's phone only very recently. Right? I believe and they read just about us. Right? So I only had a chance to read through briefly. Have you seen what he said? Mr. Philip?
Well, I think it's not just a problem.
Yes, I was asking about the submissions. We filed them last week or early this week. So I saw it recently.
Yes. What was not in evidence, it was the receipts of all the service. And it was also a note to the court saying that the committee of the 12 courts in London and California that have got ongoing parallel suits will be appealed in California, which I also submitted because Ms. Joseph actually was on the clerk's suggestion that I refile documents because I had copied the email to the clerk and asked the clerk to send some. Because they haven't received those documents, so I will file them.
Understood. Right now, so Mr. Philip, in terms of the Attorney General submissions, right, as I understand it, the agent of the provisional view that this court doesn't have jurisdiction. Is that my understanding as well?
That's right.
And in summary, what is the basis of that that has led to that? In as brief as possible.
Well, as brief as possible, using the judgment of the splitting matter of the private corporation case, there are several factors that will suggest that this case has a more convenient jurisdiction forum to be at. And that would be the fact that the defendants inside outside jurisdiction, the claims are not appear to be, all the claims are not appear to be governed by anything in American law. There is no factual connection between the allegations underlying the claim and the jurisdiction of America. And then we would evidently cause some challenges in handling the city's here, given that the defendants and possible witnesses are based overseas?
Because I know there's been a lot of filings, right? Are there defendants who are in the jurisdiction, in, from what you've seen?
No, it's not clear. There are some documents that indicate that persons have phones, or one of the persons have phones here, but it's not settled in a manner that's well compliant with the CPR, which is one of the solutions that we indicated as it relates to the cause of action. The cause of action was settled in a clear manner, therefore, a lot of the evidence that you would need to determine whether or not there is a case is still effective at this point in time.
Yes, Mr. David, yes.
So, because I cannot hear you as well as I can hear myself. Do you have a microphone?
You had the AC was noisy.
Oh, maybe, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Right? You had
yes.
And I can make it out?
Yes, right.
Great. Right. So, What Mr. Phillips is saying, right, and that was the concern that I had, that I had initially. A lot of the persons that you have sued are resident abroad, right? Some in the US, some in the UK, and they also seem to, in terms of the visa, they seem to operate worldwide. Right? Mm-hmm. But their presence in, from just basic, their presence, except for one or two people you say that may have homes there, their presence in Antigua is very limited. Right? Now, in order for the court to properly adjudicate on this matter, on any matter, right, the court must have jurisdiction and the cause of action must arise in this jurisdiction, or there must be consequences that will be faced here, right? Now, based on what I have read, for the time being, right, and that is just for these narrow purposes, I'm going to proceed on the basis, right, although you haven't proven it yet, I'm going to proceed on the basis that everything you have said in your filing is true, okay, just for these purposes here, right? I understand that for the time being that you may have suffered at the hands of these corporations and persons, right, and natural persons, but the consequences to me are being faced by you where you reside, and not necessarily in Antigua. Right? If you can convince me otherwise,
I'll address that issue for you.
Yes, of course. Please.
So, first of all, the actual presence of the individuals is not entirely pertinent ultimately to the jurisdiction argument.
Yes.
The jurisdiction argument is manifold.
Right.
I bring the court's attention to Alfred that is integral in the conspiracy that happened here in Antigua.
Mm-hmm.
The Alfonso Young was here for over a year.
Right.
And this court actually did it. That vessel was used in a number of ways, particularly to defame myself personally whilst residing here. I was attached to that lawsuit by the very same team of lawyers and TV executives. Now, these corporations, they broadcast into this country and into the Caribbean in wholesale. They distribute child exploitation programs, as well as actually distributing child sex abuse programs in wholesale into the Caribbean. So these arguments of physical presence are not necessary, simply because of the damages that occur here in Antigua, to the public, and damages to the sovereign programs that would benefit the nation enormously. These were purposely attacked by this group of individuals that I have named. But it's not just the individuals, it's also the system of risk that is immoral. And this is purely technical. This is not some kind of colloquial judgment. This is true science when I say that the risk management system that these people compromise is based on something called landscape economics. I've submitted this to the court. I've submitted everything I'm saying, I've submitted to the court a year ago. And the jurisdiction is clearly in this court, more so because of the evidence that I also showed that my opinion in California now clearly shows that I was defamed or lied about everyone, that literally everything in that lawsuit was contrived, lied, and said. That's been now proven. And I've submitted those documents to this court as well.
And you conclude, right? The two issues I want to focus on, right? Mm-hmm. Number one, you've mentioned that the proceedings underway in California and in the UK, right? And you conclude that the court in Antigua may make a ruling which is inconsistent or contrary to.
No, it will make it fair, it will make the only, this is the only court, and I have also proven in my papers, this is the only court anywhere in the world that is justified to seize this lawsuit because the damage happened to the Prime Minister, the damage happened to the nation. I live here now. I have put my investment program, I invested heavily into this country. I have started a sovereign wealth program that was directly tagged, which the damages are enormous. They are into the trillions of dollars in damages, real assessed quantified damages. Your Honor, the one point you said to me, I said it's not about the money. It wasn't about the money. This whole thing started not about money. It starts about suppression of criminality, the death of over 10 attorneys. I heard this in court, in London.
But you remember these deaths didn't happen in Antigua, they happened abroad, didn't they?
No, certainly happened once. I was in Antigua.
But if the deaths itself, the people who died, they died abroad, didn't they?
Nobody that is what. It all internet right to certainly for the last four years of residence that I've been here. Prior to that, in Antigua, Los Angeles, in California, I flew the Antiguan flag at my home on both sides of my very valuable Malibu residence that was stolen. And I say the word stolen because it was based on lies, corruption at the court level, and as we proven. So, that's we proven, and no sense.
So, aren't you, again, aren't you considering what if, right? And the same.
Yes.
And bear with me, right? What if the court in California says that whatever they oppose, whatever you say, they say you are right, right?
Yes.
Let's say they vindicate you. And then I say you are wrong. How would we move forward? Will that cause
a yes, my lord, beyond the shadow of doubt to this court that I'm wrong in my innocence. In all matters, race against in foreign courts. Very important.
Right.
Now, if you were to give me an adverse reaction, my lord, I would appeal.
Right.
Obviously. My appeal in this jurisdiction is rock solid, if that were the case.
Right.
So my point is that
I could go either way, because I could go in your favor. And conversely, the court in California rules against you. That's giving you the most,
the most extreme. Well, I consider the majority of the attorneys and the Mac Warner of supervision of the United States is completely informed of my case. He's completely informed of this jurisdiction. He's completely informed that these corporations, not because I communicate with him directly. I was given that phone number, so and legally and so it's been so my process. This is that every single court that I'm challenging, I have court judges named in this lawsuit from California. They are named because they are civil judges. They are named. They are part of what is called the Girardi Network. I have again proven it. And also, in my pleadings, that these people exist and that they operate and that they are under the Department of Justice investigation. I have proven that as well. My attorney, Mark Lieberman, was murdered because he challenged that directly. The National Crime Agency, the United Kingdom, has officially opened an investigation on my evidence against one Mark Stevens. One of the attorneys who is pursuing the United Kingdom. I successfully filed an appeal in the United Kingdom defending myself.
I think so, yes, it is.
So to answer your question, my lord, about the conduct of the court system, it's important that this jurisdiction is the active jurisdiction, it's the only jurisdiction that is not served.
And I should have done this at the beginning of our proceedings today. Just for informing, right? And
we lost the
edge. Who lost it? Just hold on. We lost Mr. Philip. Right? I'll recap.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Philip, you're back? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just about to say, I should have informed both of you yesterday. I received a letter from a firm called Howard Kinnan, right, in the UK, right? I should have said this at the beginning. My clipping, of course, emailed it to you just so that you know what's happening, right? And the firm is called Howard Kinnan, the LLP, and they say that they are incorporated in England and Wales, related by the Solicitor Regulatory Authority in England. The Act on Mahim Khan, solely in relation to procedures which were commenced in England to domesticate and enforce a US judgment, which is addressed on below, and then they write in connection in this case. Right? They understand that Mr. David, I think it has you, has taken to join Rebecca Hume, my partner Howard Kennedy, at Agile, Fournier, and associated Howard Kennedy, and Howard Kennedy collectively to the Antigua proceedings. We write without prejudice to Howard Kennedy's position that the High Court in Britain of Justice in Antigua and Barbuda has no jurisdiction over Howard Kennedy, neither we see Mr. Fournier or Howard Kennedy. And that, what they said, they have.
This is
the one they said number eight? Yeah. I'm just reading what they said, yeah, they said the 7th of January.
Okay.
Right? So, I'm going to forward it to you, right? Basically, in this essential, right? They are
They were sent twice. None of them were they sent twice, and I was submitted by the law.
Well,
they were sent twice to the United Kingdom Court.
What one you meant, right? This was just to close off, right? I'm saying we confirm that we do not intend to participate or attend the hearing on the 16th of January. 2026, for the reasons set out above, no discrepancy being intended. Please don't hesitate to let us know if you can be of any further assistance with lordship. Any correspondence or negotiation in connection with this letter may be sent to the following addresses. And again.
So the basic thing is twice, and the High Court of London is aware of it, the appeals court, so is the SLA, and so is the National Crimes. They are all aware that they were served twice in their offices by my superintendents. And I've also supplied an email to them. These people are in contempt. These people are the very same. AJ Fournier is the very same person who physically attacked me, and there's a witness right here who witnessed me being attacked in a court in London by that man whilst acting in my diplomatic position, assigned by Gaston Brown, acting I resist the attack. But I can't run in sport in that capacity, in that court, rather, simply that way.
That happened in London?
That happened in the High Court in London, and it was approved to the police. On the 25th of July, in functioning. That happened in the in my capacity as the green economy, and that is a whole other issue. All of these properties of mine are signed by the government of Antigua and as Antiguan embassy extensions, working in parallel with the green economy strategy that I personally set up in partnership with this government, and these foreign actors that promoted these multi-billion dollar income programs for this nation and these people that I am a participant of.
All right, so Mr. David, here's what I'm going to do, right? As is necessary.
But that's the exactly. Thing, you know, that's the exactly. That to say that they're not practicing
something, to say that they're not practicing something. It's necessary already, right? I'm going to have the registrar forward you a copy of the letter and to, yeah? So so you'll have it for your record, right? Because I cannot just see the letter and not do anything with it, right?
Thank you.
He said it took, okay, so you're more sure you have made a copy of the letter, right? Just for your records. Thank you for your submission this morning, both of you. Mr. Philip Urania, and my gratitude to Hades Chambers for giving some perspective on this matter. And Mr. David, thank you for your submissions. What I am going to do, I'm going to consider, I just wanted to hear from you both of you briefly before I make any ruling. The registrar will issue a ruling on this matter sometime early next month, right? And decide on the way forward, right? So thank you all, and so I believe this is the only. Yes, Mr. David.
No, this is false. There are 1770 defaults. There are 17 individual legal operations and the all defaults. I bring the attention to the court that this is a completely synchronized, organized default. Orchestrated by the likes of Howard Kennedy, orchestrated by the likes of Dorothy Law, Morocco and Dogma. These law firms that have targeted me personally, and now this nation, and this prime minister, everybody has been targeted by these external dark forces. And when I say criminal, I mean actual physical child pornography, fixed-form spending, open network of individuals that are playing in this world. So I know these people are all defaulted by Congo. I've been in touch with the court that jurisdiction is 100% of the rise in the
court. Before I write, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? You said that. What do you mean by that? Evil.
Okay. Evil.
All right. Once you put that in its context. All right. So the court will now rise. Right. Thank you both. And you register with me in contact.
Thank you.
Very well.
So, the court was on the 22nd of January 1998.